This goes to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R. Fax 989-953-5339. Regarding Danny Blizzard, Be Like Boy, L-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. Date of birth 9/13/1954. Dear Dr. Kabir, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Blizzard with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and documented renal artery stenosis with 100% occlusion on the left side. That is unchanged. His last visit was October 15th, 2024. His weight is stable, and he's feeling well since his last visit. He was down in Florida for several weeks and just returned recently. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He still smokes cigarettes. Is trying to cut back, but he's not been very successful at quitting. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have nocturia, usually 2 to 3 times per night. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. He has been holding that if his blood pressure is in the 100 over 60 range, and it has been some days. Also, he's on metoprolol, 100 milligrams daily, valsartan, 320 milligrams daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 187 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff 128 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but are clear. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th. 2025, and he's due to have them rechecked again in May. Creatinine is 1.64 with estimated GFR of 45. Albumin is 4.8, calcium 10.2, phosphorus 2.7, hemoglobin 16.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, sodium 141, potassium 4.3, and carbon dioxide is 31. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He is going to continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled. Three, renal artery stenosis, which is only able to be followed medically, and there's no current treatment for that. It's not reversible. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.